Hello, my name is Christopher Eanes. I am from Over the Rhine in downtown Cincinnati, and I'm the artistic director of the Cincinnati Boy Choir. We are celebrating our 50th anniversary this year, which is an amazing feat and a wonderful fact for us, and we've got two exciting concerts coming up tomorrow. Our concert features all 200 members of the Cincinnati Boy Choir and is framed around the book, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." So each musical selection that we're going to do highlights a little vignette from that story. Concerts are at 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. at the Aronoff Center for the Arts, and it's a very family-friendly event, and we hope to see lots of children and adults in the audience. On December 13th and 14th, we'll be presenting part one of Handel's Messiah, of course, a very important holiday tradition each year. Handel intended the Messiah to be sung by a choir of boys and men, and that's exactly how we're going to do it. We're partnering with Collegium Cincinnati for that program, and that will be Saturday night, the 13th, at 7:30, and Sunday afternoon, the 14th, at 3 p.m. at Christ Church Cathedral. Since it is our 50th anniversary, we are trying to reconnect with the many thousands of alumni that have gone through our program. If you are an alumnus or know an alumnus, we encourage you to visit our website and sign our alumni guestbook, and you can find a link to that at wvxu.org. The Cincinnati Boy Choir is celebrating its 50th anniversary season, and we invite you to join us Sunday, December 7th, and Saturday and Sunday, December 13th and 14th, as we mark our golden anniversary. Right now, I'm reading a book called Evening in the Palace of Reason, which is a book about the meeting between J.S. Bach and Frederick the Great. The author, James Gaines, uses the meeting to frame the shift to the Enlightenment that was going on at that time, and uses the somewhat awkward meeting between Bach and Frederick the Great to highlight how that shift happened. In an incredibly nerdy way, it is a very fun book to read.